Yes, I probably should do a quick boo about this morning and landing at Narita and everything. I must admit, the experience in Narita was a dream. I was not hoping for it to be anywhere near as just easy as it was. Basically, by the time we got off the plane, I was a bit upset, obviously. And I was met on the plane by a lovely woman called Tomoko. And basically, she took me off the plane, through customs, through the special disabled version of customs, which is infinitely faster than the normal version, helped me find my bag. God bless my mother for putting a couple of bags on it, nice, easy to spot. Got my bag, took me down to the Japan Rail Pass office, got my Japan Rail Pass sorted out, taught me a bit of Japanese on the way. She seemed rather impressed that I could speak so much in so little. It's very kind of strange. Then we went and got my phone, which is a nice phone, works perfectly well. Can't text, can't email, can't ring home, but at least people can ring me if there's an emergency. At least I can get in touch with sort of Akemi and or she can get in touch with me or Aerie or whatever. So that's something. And then got the limo bus, and oh, the limo bus is a dream. You go and buy a ticket, 3,000 yen later, we had about a 20-minute wait, which isn't too bad. And then just sort of got on the thing, went through Chiba, and went straight to Shinjuku. So it was awesome. Chiba is beautiful. I saw my first torii gate and I cried. I was just like, this is Japan. There's a grey torii gate. Oh my god, this is Japan. Sakura were blossoming the entire way back through Chiba, and it's like, wow. I got chatting to this nice Japanese guy and just sort of said, well, is this Tokyo? And he's like, no, this is Chiba. And he actually sort of said, well, look, this big river, that's Chiba. This is Tokyo. Yeah, I'm amazed actually how small Narita Airport is, or rather how calm it is. I was expecting something along the lines of Heathrow, you know, manic people, manic. And actually, it's tiny, and I'm very pleased about this because it's easy to get around, and everything was sort of easy to find. I'm almost looking forward to going back next later the month to with the rest of the group, and then go home. You know, it's a nice, easy one to do. And also I get to try out the Narita Clubhouse. I'm pretty sure that arrivals will be a lot busier than departures. But, hang on, wait, no, sorry. I'm pretty sure that departures will be a lot busier than arrivals, which is what we came through. I must admit, I'm just so pleased. Tomoko went above and beyond the call of duty as a Narita employee. You know, she helped me do the things I needed to do, you know, that were worrying me. I must admit, had I realised, I would have asked her if she'd help me book a ticket for the Shinkansen on Friday. But I think I can just about manage that, and that's what the hotel are for. The lovely concierge downstairs actually are really helpful. And they keep addressing me by name, so I must either be one of the few gaijin there, or I must be the only blind one, because they really are looking after me well. The only nitpick about the Hilton, I think, is the fact you can't order home. I haven't found a room service menu. But I haven't ordered. I want to order breakfast. I've decided to bite the bullet. I'm paying for some pastries and some toast and everything else to be delivered tomorrow morning, because I figure it's just easier that way. And it's like 550 yen, something like that. So it's a nice. It's one. I've got to the point where I don't care about the money anymore. If it's a worthwhile expense, I will do it. So yeah, good things. Oh dear. Now I'm gonna go back to sleep again. Bye.